Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. And so grateful to be with you for this new year. And thanks for joining us today. And we hope to have a good time today and some laughs and talk about the new year. And we have an extremely talented comedian scheduled to call in today, Melissa Villasenor. But I'm going to go to our little intro music and be back with you in about 20 seconds, and I have a few thoughts about how to make this a great new year. So I'll be back in a few seconds, and thank you for tuning in with us today. Happy New Year and welcome to Richard Rossi Live. A new year is a good time to talk about cleansing out the old and starting over. And a few thoughts I have to share with you about the new year. I hope it'll be encouraging and helpful to you. But first of all, this new year, remember that you have more influence on yourself than anyone else, because you talk to yourself more than anyone else. Now, when I was growing up, they said if you talk to yourself, you're crazy, but you choose your thoughts, you choose your focus, and people that reach their goals and have successful, prosperous lives and do what they love to do tend to have, what psychologists would call a cognitive therapy approach, which is to really, when they have thoughts that are bringing them down or making them feel bad, that they kind of refute those thoughts, almost like a good lawyer. And so this new year, as the good book says, as you think in your heart, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This new year, really commit to thinking those good thoughts and, you know, keeping on track with your gifts. We've all been blessed with certain gifts, certain talents. Today is Epiphany Sunday, which is the story of the wise men bringing their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And my wife was asking me earlier why that's after Christmas. I thought it all happened at the same time, but in some of the church calendars, Epiphany Sunday's today about the wise men bringing their best gifts. So we all have these gifts and these talents, and as we face a new year, it's a good time to commit to giving those talents, giving that your love, giving of yourself this new year. To reach your vision in this new year, it's important to realize there's two components to it. First of all, you have the faith part, the believing part, believing in your vision, believing in what you're doing. But then secondly, you have the action part. So the believing part's important to keep your vision for this new year, 2016, and to keep believing in that, to keep seeing that, to keep dreaming that. But faith without action steps is dead. You have to do the work part too. St. Augustine used to say, pray and believe as if it all depends on God, but work as if it all depends on you. So for this new year, I have a little assignment for my listeners. I'd like you to take some time, and I want you to get alone and figure out what is it you really, really want for this new year. And boil it down to a few words. And put it on some cards. Put it somewhere where you can see it, wherever that might be. It might be on your dresser, might be, you know, in your car, and have that vision clear where you see it, where you remind yourself of what your vision is for the new year. And then go and tell no man. Don't dissipate your energies talking about everything you're going to do. Dream it and then do it. Put your energies into doing it, and that'll help bring it to pass. Also, this new year, I encourage you to choose love and not fear. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world right now, but choose to really focus on the positive and to, as the scripture says, perfect love casts out fear. Focus on the positive things. And don't be a reactor. Don't get into fear. Be an actor this year. People that accomplish their goals in a new year are actors, and I'm a working actor, and a lot of you listening are actors, and I don't mean in the sense of an actor in a play or a film. but an actor in the sense of being proactive and taking action on what you're committed to do in this new year, rather than a reactor. And those of us that have come up in families that might have been dysfunctional in some way, we can sometimes be a reactor and let what other people say get in under our skin if they're critical, or we make mountains out of molehills, you know, make everything a crisis by reacting to things. But in this new year, don't let others direct your course. Don't be a reactor. Be an actor and accomplish what you want to do through the magic of believing, and then through kind of acting on what you're doing. My wife and I had a trip this past year to Las Vegas, and we saw an exhibit of Liberace stuff. His foundation was raising money for young musicians, which was great. And we got to see his pianos and his costumes and different things. But I found an old record there that not too many people know, and it's Liberace wrote a song called The Magic of Believing. And I'm going to play it for you, and I'll be back in a moment. And I hope you'll listen to the words, and it'll grab hold of you to really believe and have faith and go for your goals in this new year. This is called The Magic of Believing. It's an old record written and performed by Liberace. And this new year, I'll put my faith with yours to believe that you're going to get to your goals this year.
Things in life are just waiting for you with the magic of believing. There's no journey too far, no ambition too grand, if you'll only believe, if you just understand. All the joy of the world will be there at your hand with the magic of believing. If your share of trouble seems to be like a mountain high and wide, all you need is just a little faith, and the mountain will move. So believe in your dream, never throw it away. Follow close to your star, and you can't go astray. Every day of your life will be your lucky day with the magic.
Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. So in this new year, I hope that you will believe in yourself, your goals. I made a film, Baseball's Last Hero, the 21 Clemente stories, about my childhood hero, Roberto Clemente. One of the things that Roberto Clemente used to do, which was very unique, and he was criticized for it at the time, was he would go out before the game and visualize the entire game. He would get up at the plate, you know, and he would imagine, okay, he would swing, and then he would take a pitch, not swing. And what, the groundskeeper said, "Roberto, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm imagining Tom Seaver pitching into me, and the first pitch he's going to throw a curve, and the second pitch will be a fastball inside." And he would visualize the entire thing. And this is really important for your new year, is to take that time to see yourself and what you want to be doing, you know, and get it really clear in your mind. I saw this happen myself. I've experienced the power of this magic of believing with the last two feature films I made. I made a film about Amy Simple McPherson, a pioneering woman in Hollywood in the 20s, female faith healing evangelist. And I had very little resources to make this film. But I sent it into the trades, Hollywood Reporter and Variety, and some of the trade papers of the film industry. And I sent it in as if it was a production, a big production with a company of people involved. And by kind of taking that step of faith and seeing it as real, I didn't even have enough people, you know, working on the film to fill out all the thing the Hollywood Reporter needed. But once it was in the trades, I got calls from some of Hollywood's royal families. Ron Howard's father, Rance Howard, called and said, "I'd like to be in the film." He plays Amy's father in the film. Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter called. She was in Europe, said, "I want to be in the film." She was in the film. But when I put it in the trades as a real thing and I saw it as real, it catalyzed resources and people to help me. So in this new year, whatever it is you want to do, it's real important for you to see it and see it really clear. Well, they're letting me know we have a call-in, and this may be Melissa. Let's check in at 323-632. Melissa,
me.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Happy
Hello.
New Year.
Happy
New Year.
To you. Sorry for the late call. I overslept.
Well, that Sunday, you know, you're performing all the time, and, you know, you're on the road, and so we have a lot of grace for that, but... thank you for entertaining us. I went on ladies' night, my wife's birthday. They went to Flappers, and one of the ladies didn't show, so she said, "Oh, okay, you can come. I want it to be all women, but, you know, you can come with us." And, man, was I blown away by your performance. Wow, are you good.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
You do so many impersonations. Let's see, that night I think you did Wanda Sykes. I think you did Kathy Griffin. I think you did an Owen Wilson meditation. And when you did Michael Jackson singing... I think it was Man in the Mirror that
mm-hmm.
you did.
Yeah.
Wow. So you started doing, were you one of those, as a kid, this started when you were very young, did you like make little
yeah.
recordings and imitate actors and singers you liked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I had just a little recording tape. I would record them. And I'd started doing the Laugh Factory Comedy Camp when I was 15. I kind of just knew early, and then one after it.
Wow. So you do, I noticed the singing impersonations, you're a great singer to be able to do those. Was that something you developed, you just had a voice, or was the singing, did you sing kind of perform as a singer as well, or did the singing kind of
no.
serve the singing impersonations?
Yeah, that was just, I just kind of knew I could sing, too. It was all at the same time. It was like, oh, I could sing and I could do impressions. I didn't realize. It was just, I just figured it out. Yeah.
Hmm. And for those of you just tuning in, we're with, you've seen her on America's Got Talent, a fantastic comedian, actress, impressionist, and your website is Melissa... Villasenor, spelled VillaSenor.com, right?
Yes, and it needs to be worked on. It's a little disorganized, but it's okay. It's still cute. You can find all my links there for my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, etc. Yeah.
Wow. So, what are some of your favorite? Do you have favorites, or does the audience have favorites? I guess it obviously depends on the people But do you have personal favorites that you like to do, or that, or do you hear from your audience that these are your, you know, one or two or three top favorites that people like, your impressions?
Usually it's the ones that the audience can always tell what I'm really happy about and what I'm excited about. They could feel it. So usually, I mean, Owen Wilson and Wanda Sykes, what other ones? I think those two are definitely my favorites. Gwen Stefani, I like my Gandalf Facebook bit. I like being really silly with them, so the audience really loves that. Sometimes, I mean, the audience enjoys. I get applause with Christina Aguilera's, but I don't. I feel like the joke is funnier for the Christina Aguilera ones. I don't feel it's that funny alone, but maybe some people it's. But for me, it's Owen Wilson and Wanda Sykes.
I remember your Christina Aguilera. She's from our same hometown as me in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. And I love that one because I think it was, what was it, the one vowel? Was it the A, that's the one vowel that she does?
Yeah, the oh. That's it.
Well, you know, I tell you, I got to share that with my musician friends because I started playing in bars as a rock and roll guitarist as a kid, and my family, we all were professional musicians. Some of my old school musician friends get kind of, I don't know, they get put off by her and Mariah a little bit with all the riffing and not sticking to the melody. Sometimes they don't like that. They say, you know, the old school singers like Elvis or whatever, they just trusted the melody or whatever. So they just went nuts when I told them that part of the act because, you know, when she did, what was it? I think it was the Star Spangled Banner she did, and it just was a disaster.
Yeah. She does it. The bit is like, I can't, like, I'll see her, I saw her live as a kid, and I wanted to sing along to her big hit, and I didn't have a chance to because she was on her own singing the O's, so the whole crowd is silent and pissed.
That was great. Well, you have such a unique talent, and you know, one of the people that I was blown away was, as I said, when you did Michael Jackson, and I did a show on here with his attorney, Tom Mesereau, and we talked a lot about Michael Jackson. And he was such a shy person when he wasn't performing, as many artists are. And I wondered, with this unique talent, I could see your childhood could have gone two ways, either being class clown, but I think, you know, you have a real high intelligence in what you're doing. And having a quirky talent, a high intelligence, a uniqueness like this, was it tough growing up as a kid? Was this kind of your refuge to work on these things?
I think it wasn't tough. I was just a very shy kid. I was really quiet. I didn't like being center of attention. I didn't like being made fun of. I didn't want to joke around. And then I figured out, I think I was like 12 when I realized I could do those singing impressions, and it just hit me, and I was like, oh, I want to be a comedian. And then I just cut off. I didn't care about high school things. I didn't care about going to prom. I didn't care about hanging out or going out. I was already focused. I would go home and work on impressions, like in high school. I just felt like it just made sense to me. All the other stuff didn't.
You know, there's a lot of guys I'm sure now that have seen you on TV that would love to take you to any prom anywhere now because you're you have such a great talent. You're a beautiful person, but in school you said you were in an all girls school, and so some of your hormones and your crushes went to Simba from Lion King, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have calls coming in, and one of them is a very special surprise for you. instance, I've arranged a very kind of, there was an old show when I was, I think it was before my time even, called This Is Your Life, where people would surprise them with someone calling in from the, and since you had a crush on Simba, is this Andrew at 818? Andrew?
That's right. Yes.
Melissa, since you had a crush on Simba Lion King, I have on the line now, this is Andrew Ramos, one of the great Disney animators who drew Simba and Lion King, to say hi to you and wish you well. Andrew, this is Melissa, the talented comedian from America's Got Talent. She loves Simba, so I thought we'd give a little present to Melissa and have you for a moment say hi to her here on air.
Oh, hi, Melissa. Hakuna Matata.
Hi. Hakuna Matata to you. This is so cool. Man, this is awesome.
I've heard some great things about you, and actually, I suppose since you're at the comedy club, you're supposed to be pretty funny.
I think I am, yes.
He is very funny, Andrew. Now, Andrew, I don't know if you know, could you tell Andrew why, you know, this all-girls school and why you had to kind of fall in love with trees and Simba and everything so he knows the setup on this?
Yes. Andrew, I am a bit weird. I went to an all-girls school from 7th to 12th grade, and there was no men on campus, so I had to have crushes on girls that had mustaches. On trees on campus that had really buff branches. I was like, "Oh, Woody, you're hot." And then I'm still a little weird. Like I'll watch Lion King today and Simba just turns me on when he becomes the man lion, when he's crossing that tree branch. And he's like, "It means no worries for the rest of your days." I'm like, "Simba, stop. You're making me hot. My little cousins are here. Wait till they leave. Then we'll be alone and I'll have no worries."
Well, that was a great song, but that's pretty hilarious in a way what you're saying. But I could understand that because Walt Disney, the thing that he really focused on, and he would always tell the nine old men that worked with him from the 1930s, actually 1920s, all the way up until he died in 1966. But Walt Disney's main thing was that if you were going to have that talent, because he had great talent, he was a genius. He gathered talent from all over the world, not just here in the United States of America, but all over the world. And his main thing was to have imagination. Because Walt Disney was the genius of imagination. And so, like, if he would have met you and you were talking like this, he would have said, "Wow, this girl's got imagination. We're going to have to put her on our story staff or something, you know." So he would have asked you and given you a great compliment.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you are both so great with imagination. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Andrew Ramos, who drew Mickey Mouse, Aladdin, Lion King, Pocahontas, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, many other iconic characters, is calling in here with the great stand-up comic from America's Got Talent, Melissa Villaseñor, and you can see her website at Melissa, Villaseñor.com. I was thinking for the new year, since we have you two great artists on the line, and we only have about 5 minutes left, we have a lot of people that listen to the show that are in the arts, many celebrity listeners as well as, you know, many aspiring artists that have dreams for the new year. They have talents they want to do. Some of them get discouraged. Maybe they're working what I call the B job, the thing they don't really like to pay the bills, and then they have the A job, which is their passion, which is their talent. I wondered if you could take a moment, Melissa, and maybe you, Andrew, after Melissa, to, you know, just what would you say to someone that in the new year they really want to see their dreams come true, as, you know, Disney used to say, to wish upon that star and see those dreams come true. Melissa, you have gone into a tough field. To me, you are a pioneer because when I was a kid, you know, we knew these guys that were impersonators, Rich Little and John Byner, Frank Gorshwin, different people like this. But you have brought so much together as a young woman in creating original characters, your singing impressions, your comedy, your sketches. What would you say to Melissa, to someone out there that needs some encouragement to kind of go for their goals and what they love to do in this new year?
Oh, boy. Okay. I have a few things. I mean, I tell this for myself, too. Do what makes you happy. Like, don't listen to anyone. I think like when I crack myself up creating something, I think that's the most, I think that's the special thing, and I think that's the answer. Don't try to people please. Ask. Asking is a huge thing. Even if you don't get it, something else will come around. Being positive, it always comes around. And just not being afraid of it. I think you just can't be afraid of it because you know your true self wants that. And just keep creating. It just feels good to create things. And I don't know, just you just have to go for it. I think it's up and down, but it's really worth it when you accomplish those things. So, yeah, I think listen to yourself. Is that good? I hope that's good.
That is great advice. I think if our listeners follow that, they're going to have a great, great 2016. And, Andrew, being around the genius of Disney as well and everything that you've done with all those great films and the things you've learned in your own spiritual journey, what would you say, Andrew, to encourage someone to not give up on their dreams and to go for their goals this year?
Well, I would say, first of all, you know, everybody's God-given talents. Talents come from God, you know, whether they realize it or not. And so, you know, it's up to them how they want to apply those talents and what they want to do with them. But I, because, you know, we all have a free will. But the thing is that Walt Disney was a real dreamer, you know. Look what he did. He really blessed the whole entire world, you know. From generation to generation, people loved what he did, and that was because he never gave up on his dreams. His purpose was just to go forward, and he was way beyond his time. He did things that nobody ever would have thought or imagined, and so I would say the same thing to whoever, whatever people have talent, or if they even have an idea that they have talent, that they should really go expand those talents in their lives, in their hearts, and their minds. Like Walt Disney did, you know, like I did, and pursue their dreams because those dreams will and can come true, just like Jiminy Cricket, you know, and said, "When you wish upon a star," you know, that beautiful song he sang in Pinocchio. So I would say, keep looking up to the stars, keep looking to your dreams, and you'll accomplish those dreams. God will bless your heart's desire because He's put it there, and that's what I would say.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. And, you know, Melissa,
awesome.
your humor is such a gift to us this new year. I think people finding humor in things, it's such a medicine, humor. I imagine, they say a lot of comics sometimes will, you know, find humor even in difficult people, difficult situations. And that humor, I imagine, has not just been a performance thing, but a way that you've enjoyed with and coped with life, Melissa, through the years, huh?
It is, and I think that's what's so beautiful about comedy, and especially stand-up. I mean, it's therapy. You could talk about something, but you can make it funny, and then it loses its power when you talk about it on stage, and you just feel so strong, and you help other people at the same time that are going through it. So, I encourage anyone to do stand-up. It's really cool. It surprises me how it intertwines with my actual life and how I'm growing as a person and I'm figuring out who I am through it. So it's really pretty sweet. Yeah, if you like silly comedy and honest comedy and voices, that's me. So, and I hope you find my comedy.
Yeah, on YouTube
and
is one
it.
Great place. I would say just searching your name on YouTube is great. I found a lot of your stuff on there. Is that a good way to find your best stuff?
Yeah, that's a great place. Melissa V87 is my YouTube channel. I have stand-up, sketches, impressions, singing. It's all there.
Would you say that YouTube channel again?
Melissa V87. I made it when I was 18, so that's why the name is... It's a little dumb.
Melissa V87 on YouTube. Or,
yeah.
Or you could just on YouTube search Melissa Villa Senor, spelled V-I-L-L-A-S-E-N-O-R. Well, Happy New Year, Melissa and Andrew. We're out of time. It's been a blessing to start the year with you both.
Yeah, and nice talking and meeting you, Andrew.
Oh, same here, Melissa. God bless you.
I know that
you'll be very successful. You have a great voice, and because I really listen to voices, you know. And I know that you're gonna hit your talents high in the stars in your life.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. And you too.
Well, thank you, Andrew. And thanks for making my wife's birthday fantastic, Melissa, when we heard you at Flappers. And a blessing to you. And I predict you're going to have your own sitcom and star in some great comedy films in the future.
Thank you so much. That means so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you to all of you for listening. We're out of time. We're a few seconds over time. Have a blessed year. Go with God and be blessed this year.